I think in the yeshivas they say the name of the Rogachover, that it's not correct what people say, that you're not supposed to learn Torah on Nitl Nach. Because the Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin discusses the fact that women are exempt from mitzvah seser shalazman grama, but a mitzvah seser shalazman grama women are mechuyivim. So the Gemara asks, so Talmud Torah is the mitzvah seser shalazman grama, so how come women are potter from Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says, based on Xeris HaKosuf, that it says, Alamadat HaMersan Es Bneichem, Alamad Bneichem. So they say the name of the Rogachover, he said, Akashe, if you're potter from learning on Nitl Nach, so you only chai 364 days a year, one day you potter. So it's a mitzvah says in Shazman Grom. So what does the Gemara need the pasuk for? They potter anyway. So it's a raya, then on Nitl Nach you're also supposed to learn. That's how they say. Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva writes that the reason behind not learning on Nitl Nach was, he's guessing, he's trying to reconstruct. So he says that the Nochem used to wake up with Mesiras Nefesh to go to midnight mass. And the evening would they eat supper and learn whatever and then go to sleep. So we would be sleeping when they would be busy going to church. So there may chalila be a kitrin in Bezon Shalmaila, that they're more Moisa Nefesh with their Avodah than we offer for the true religion. So that's why the meaning developed that right after supper we should go take a nap, go to sleep, and wake up at Chatzais and then start learning. Then start learning. So there shouldn't be such a kitrin. We're not either. Okay. The first Gemara in the Perek had a discussion whether cotton is royal ha'olid or not. The first opinion was that a cotton is royal ha'olid, and then the accepted opinion was that it's not so. That a cotton is ain't a royal ha'olid. And the Gemara quoted a drasha to demonstrate that this is so, on the top of Samech Tesam, so the Pashup Shad, the Chiyazid means that he killed somebody b'meizid. If you kill b'shogeg, you don't get the Noinish Misa, you run away to the Ori Miklat. If you killed somebody b'meizid, then you give him an Noinish Misa. So the Gemara quotes a Tana de Bechizkia, a Braisa from the Bechizkia, that has an additional level of interpretation in the word Chiyazid. Like it says, Vayozid Yankif Nozid, that he was cooking soup. So here also, Kiyozid means to cook something up. What is he cooking up? So the drush is Vayozid Ish. Ish, we always darshan Ish Pat Lakotin. So Vayozid Ish is Mezid Mazriya. He can cook up the Shechazer inside of his body, and it'll be meaningful, it'll be significant, it's Roy Lahoyler. A cotton is ain't a Mezid Mazriya. A cotton can't cook up such Shechazer. Before the age of 9, it's not called Sheikh Lazer at all. It's not Roy Latashmish. But even after the age of 9, that there is Sheikh Lazer, but it's not Roy Lahoylid. So the Gemara quotes that price. That's the way we assume that a cotton is not Roy Lahoylid. Ayan Amit Beis, the Gemara is going to face Inspector Kasha. Faces on Samach Tesam and Allah, Inspector Kasha. Then on Amit Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes between Beishamah and Beisilo. That 8 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes at the Sefta and Soito. So the Gemara has a din of a nivol al apostle of psola. A woman, let's say a woman is an eshes ish and she's nivol to someone other than her husband. So she becomes a zayna, surah lakoyin, even if she was nensa. Even if an eshes ish is nensa, the Mishnah says in Ksubis and Nivamas that she's a surah lakoyin. Or let's say a woman was nivellus to her brother, to her father, to her son. Also nivulot to lachadi krisis. Also nivulot to pasala psala. She becomes psula lakuna. But that's only if the man with whom she was nivellus, to whom she was nivellus, is a roi labia. What if the man is younger than 9 years old? So we pask in the Mishnah says in nidem biyasa bia. That's with the Gemara on Samach Tesam and Aleph. 4 lines from the bottom quoted that long detailed Mishnah from Maseches Nida. In the middle of Maseches Nida, the Mishnais talk about what age you need to be a gadol by a boy and what age by a girl, a gadolah and a naira and a bulgaris and all the different zmanim. So the Mishnah gives you the whole, all the different zmanim. By a girl is biyasabi after the age of 3, by a boy is biyasabi after the age of 9. So the Gemara says here, if the woman, that's the halacha like the silah, if the woman is nivellus to a cotton, let's say to her own son, and her own son is younger than 9 years old, so that's not called Nivul al Apostle of Psal, because Ein Biyasa Biyah. That doesn't count. But if the child is 9 years old, that then even if it's Boina, she'll become Nifsala Minakuna, and that's considered a Zainam. Nivellus Lepas Las Psalas. So the Bishamai disagree, and they say even if the child is not 9 years old, is also Biyasa Biyas. So what's the Shir? 1 year old is also. So the Gemara says no, younger than 8 years old for sure not. If he's younger than 8 years old, his name is Biyasa. Over 9 years old, everybody agrees Biyasa. Between the eighth birthday, between 8 years and 9 years, during that 1 year, that's the machlok is Bisham and Bisil. So Bisil will say, no, you have to be Benteisha Shanim Yamecha. Where did Bisham come off to say this Zman of Ben Shmaina from 8 years old? So the Gemara gives the long arichah still the bottom of the arm with all the wide lines, to demonstrate that Bedoris and Rishonim, they used to be moiled when their fathers were 8 years old. So that's what Tosfos Frek Takasha. So what do you do with the drush over here? You're telling me Bedoris and Rishonim means in the days of Matan Torah, around the days of Matan Torah. But here you have a pasuk that says Kiyozer Ish Ish Meizig Azriyah Kot Neidem Meizig Azriyah. The other pasuk by Gezla Ger, namely Goyel Ish a Godel Tzorach La'ayin Olav, to see whether he has a Yoresh, and if he's a Kot Neidem Tzorach La'ayin Olav. You don't have to look into Tetzoch Lachazar Olof. How can it be? But if you say Bedoris Hashem doesn't become my mitzvah till the age of 13, Bedoris Hashem Devaroy Lohadet at the age of 8, that's how the Gemara has the whole Hechreel, the whole proof. And on the day, so a cotton is Roy Lohadet. And for Tesis, no, Behechreel, if you put together the Gemara, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis, Behechreel, what you have to say is that once the person is Roy Lohadet, then it becomes Bar Mitzvah. If that's the, it doesn't mean there's one person Roy Lohadet at the age of 5. Means that that's the minik ha'ilam at that time. That's the teva hadvarim. That people are royal ha'ilam at the age of 8, then they become a mitzvah at the age of 8. If the royal ha'ilam at the age of 11, so then they become a mitzvah at the age of 11, whatever it happens to be. That's what Tosfos says based on this gemara. That's taka problem, because bizman hazeh, we assume that people are royal ha'ilam younger. They write in the newspapers that in different countries in the world they have discovered that people are, depending on the diet, depending on what kind of, whether they eat healthy food or not, that people are royal hearted at much younger ages. By our people, we would never know. So, who would ever know? But by the Puerto Ricans, it's right to tell. And by other in African countries, they make studies and they say royal hearted at a much younger age. So the child is, if it's royal hearted because the diet is different, so maybe the Rabbanim have to reinvestigate. Maybe the children become bar mitzvah at an earlier age. According to what Tosfos says over here, that that's the klal. If the minigah, if the teva ha'olam is that people are royal ha'olam at a younger age, then become bar mitzvah at a younger age. That's a problem, halacha l'maaseh.
What about
that? Oh, so that there's a meach in Hilchas Ishus. When the Rambam starts off Hilchas Ishus and he gives you all the dinim, when does a boy become bar mitzvah, when does a girl become bas mitzvah. So the Yoresh Hameach says he always had a kasha and he doesn't have a teretz at all. He has a steer between two gemoras. This gemara says that godless depends on royal lehoilid. Ish meizin mazviya kotnei the meizin mazviya. A kotn cannot cook up shichvazera, that's royal lehoilid, and a godless can. The definition of godless is royal lehoilid. And the gemara in Nidah says the difference between a boy and a girl. There are different opinions among the Tanaim, but the way we pass in halacha is that a boy, the way the Orthodox passing is that a boy becomes by mitzvah at 13, a girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12. By some of the conservatives in the Reform, they insist on having equal rights, so they declare the girls don't become bas mitzvah until the age of 13. They'll say it's the equal rights. The Gemara says that the women, Bini Yisera, by even Hashem al Kimas at Tzela, it says in Parashas Bereishis, when the Rabban Shom took the Tzela from Adam Rishon and he made Chavo, so the expression used is, by even Hashem al Kimas at Tzela, he took that Tzela and he built it up to be Chav. So Ba'iv means Loshem Binyan, to construct. One Tana Reb Lezer learns in the Mishnah in Masrecha Shabbos, he learns that from this Pasuk, that if you make a woman's hair, if you make a nice hairdo, it's a Melocha Deraisa Boina. We happen to Paskin that it's, making the hair is not a Melocha Deraisa, but nonetheless there is Binyan Ba'adam. Half of the Rishonim said that by Mathis Mursan, when you squeeze out the pimple, when you open up a Pas pimple and it's a Pesach Ha'asi, La'achn Salahotzi, you want to get the pus out and you want to put the medication in, so then that Pesach is considered Binyan Deraisa. So the Chachamim are masking with Reb Lezer that that's what the Pasuk says, Vayivin Loshin Binyan. But the Gemara Nida says an additional level of interpretation is Vayivin Loshin Bina. That Bina is Seir Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isha Yesu Minu Ish. So because the girls mature intellectually, emotionally, whatever it is, intuition, whatever it is, the women mature at an earlier age than the men, so that's why the girl becomes Bat Smitzvah at an earlier age. So equal rights should have been, the boy should clamor they want to become by mitzvah 12. The girls don't want to become bas mitzvah until 13. It's the chabusha. It's a bizoin to the women. Anyway, it's a kasha on the reform. But so the Arsamech is now bothered with this kasha. That's what you're asking. The Gemara says indeed that godless is a function of seichel. And if you have women, generally speaking, have bini yaseira, so they become bas mitzvah a year earlier. And our Gemara says in Gansen a different criteria, that godless is a function of roi lahoilet. And that's what leads Tosis to comment that Bedoris are Rishonim, that they were roi lahoilet at the age of 8, they become bar mitzvah at the age of 8. It's a chastir between the two Gemaras. So the Pashto says you could have said that you need both together. Yosemech says he was bothered with this kasha and he fetches some complicated terrors. What's so difficult? I'll be Pashtus, he can give a very simple answer, which is wrong. He can give a very simple answer that for godless you have to have both. You have to have roi, you have to have physical maturity, you have to have mental maturity. The person has to have enough bina, enough seichel to understand what's going on in the world, and you have to have physical maturity of roi lohoilet. So the two Gemaras blend in together. You have to have meizid de mazriya roi lohoilet, and the Gemara Nida says you have to have seichel. So the Pashto says that that's not correct. The Yosemech doesn't even suggest that answer. The Pashto says that that's not correct.
There sometimes it comes earlier. Kuwato, some mekho.
That's right.
Earlier.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, we have in Halacha, there is a din whenever you need das, so we knock out all three categories, all three people. Cher, shayte, vikotten. We say, al pidin, akotten, zalab, bar das. We say, cher, shayte, mishayte, rosa, la, bar das. That's whenever you need das. For Gittin, for Kiddushin, for Mekach Memka, for Nedorim. So you knock out all three. Cheru Shoyt of Kotten, all Labanei Das Ninim. Yes, so then when you're talking about, even if the Kotten is brilliant, so we say, Alpidin, a Kotten is a Labar Das. Okay. But not always do we exclude a Kotten because of a lack of Das. Rabitzel Panavizha has this. There's a Sefer Zecha Yitzchak that has different letters, Chuvitz, Rabitzel Panavizha. So one Shtikal Torah has this on this. The Rizah Gemara, the Mishnayis and Perik Mitzvah Chalitza, in the end of Yivomis. So the Mishnayis say that a Kotten cannot do Chalitza. Because in the Chumash, the word Ish, Kocha Yosel Ish, Asher Lo Yivnes, Beisach, the word Ish appears. And it means ish prat l'kotten. So that's exactly the cause of a kotten cannot do chalitza. If the surviving brother, chalitza means a couple is married and the husband dies and he has no children, not from this wife, not from a previous wife, not from a girlfriend, has no children at all, no surviving children, no descendants, so then you need the chalitza. So if the surviving brother is a kotten, so the kotten cannot perform chalitza, you have to wait till it comes by mitzvah to do chalitza. What if the Almona, what if the girl whose husband died, what if she's a ketana? So do you require that she has to be a gdoilo? It doesn't say the word isha in the pasuk, it just says ish prat v'kotten, what about her? So that's a discussion in the Tanon, whether you say makshinin isha liish, aloi makshinin isha liish. Do you say ketana also in a chaletzes? So that's how we say ketana in a chaletzes, and it's a shaila whether that's the rice of the rabbonon, what if they did the chalitza when the yivama was a ketana? And now you just can't repeat the chalitza because the oven went back to the South Pole or to South Africa, whatever, and you can't just get together again. So do you say that b'shas hatchak, b'yevin b'shas hatchak gadol yemekel the chalitza ketana is good because it's only makshin in ish liish is only a hekish from the rabbanon, and b'shas hatchak you would be mekel, that's one girsa in the Mishnah, and the girsa the way Taisus has that girsa, there is such a girsa, and the way the girsa says in the Mishnah, the way we have in mitzvah chalitza says no good. Even b'di'evit, even m'shas hatchak, no good is no good. Makshin in ish liish. The pasuk says ish prat l'kotten. The yovam has to be a gadol, has to be by mitzvah, and the yovam also has to be a gadol. So that's the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah talks about cheresh v'chareshes doing chalitz. Let's say the yovam or the yovama or both, one or the other or both, is a cheresh or a chareshes. What's the din? Can they do chalitz? So why shouldn't you say? So the Mishnah says it's no good. So of course it's no good. The pasuk says ish prat l'katan. Whenever you make cotton, does it knock out all three? Cherish out of the cotton. So it's not true. The Gemara doesn't say it knocks out all three. The Gemara has a whole pilpul in Yivamis daf kuf hey or kuf dalid on that Mishnah on Omid Beis right after that Mishnah. So the Gemara first starts off by saying there is a din that when you perform the chalitza, it's only mata the isha lehinasi lashuv. If niskaven hu, then niskaven hi. Let's say she's, she's a shoe saleswoman in a shoe store. And the Yovan walks in and he's trying on, so she puts on a shoe and she ties the shoe and he walks around, she takes off the shoe, tries on another shoe, takes off the shoe, and she just did chalitza. But he didn't have kavana, she didn't have kavana. Neither had kavana. So the din is, it's not a good chalitza. It's only a good chalitza la'atir le'inasa la'ashur, and she's kavna shneim. This kavna hi v'loin is kavna hu is no good, and this kavna hu v'loin is kavna hi is no good, and she's kavna shneim. So the Gemara starts off, oh, now we understand the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says, b'li makar, that a cheresh v'chareshes cannot perform chalitza, because you need b'nei das, and if they're not b'nei cheresh out to the cotton, they're all three la b'nei das. Because if you're not a bar das, it's not considered niskavnu. Then the Gemara says, not true. It can be niskavnu, even a kavana doesn't need. So why did you need a pasuk to say that a cotton is not good? Ish ksibi parsha, or a makshin initially ish. You should knock off the cotton and the ktana, because you need das. Because if you're a bar das, you won't have kavana. How do you know you need kavana for chalitza? It's not based on the pasuk ish prat b'cotton. Tanoim knew it on their own, that you need kavana for chalitza. What do you need a miut in the first place for kotna ktana? So the answer is, a kotna ktana, la b'nei das, but kavana they can have. So first the Gemara thought that the cheresh and the chareshes can't perform chalitza because since they're la b'nei das, they can't have kavana either. The Gemara says, not true. By the kotna ktana you can have kavana. That's Rab Chaim has like that, and Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a long essay about this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has an ischuvis, and the Bein Peiris also an arichas like this. The answer, many kashas with this, that these are two different dinyonim, kavana l'chud and das l'chud. Das means when you want to make kiddushin, make a chamemkar, nidorim, so then you're accepting something, you're agreeing to get married, you're getting divorced, you're accepting a neder, a shvuah, chayvus, so for that you have to be a bar das. But kavana is not the same thing as das. A kotna and a cheresh and a shoyta can have kavana. So the Gemara says, no, the real reason why the Mishnah pasels chalitzas, cheresh v'chareshes, is because you have to have kriyas apsukim. Part of the chalitza ceremony is that she says, "May any bami lehakim liyachiv shem b'Yisrael," and he says, "Lechafatzti lekachto," and then she says, "Chalutzana," whatever. Kachi also lishe sheliyim nizbeisachul. She says and he says. They go back and forth reciting psukim. So one Tana holds that the kriyas apsukim is miakev. So chavish and chaveshes cannot speak. And then the Gemara adds on, and even though we pass from la'alocha that the kriyas ha-psukim is not miyakeves in the chalitza, we even pass from that the rikika is not miyakeves in the chalitza. The only thing from the three parts to the chalitza, you have the chalitza sasandol, then you have the rikika, and then you have the kriyas ha-psukim. So we pass from la'alocha that the three different opinions among the Tanaim. So we pass from the only thing that's miyakeves is the chalitza sa'anal. The rikika is not miyakeves, and the kriyas ha-psukim is also not miyakeves. So Rami Akeva, so what does it bother me if the Cheresh and the Chareshes are any Yochel Adaba, they're deaf mutes. They can't speak, so you don't have to speak. So the Gemara quotes Rab Zeira, if you're Roy Labila, when you bring a Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, she's supposed to Lachatchila, stir the oil. That's Mincha Blula Bashem and Blila. So if you have a small amount of soles, a small amount of flour in a container, up until 60 Esronim in one container, so then it's shaykh to blend it together, shaykh to mix it together without having the flour fall out of this container. So even if you didn't do the blila, the Mishnah says, loy balal, if you didn't blend in the shemen with the minchas, kosher together. But if you have so much shemen, you have so much solus, you have more than 60 esronim, you have 61 esronim or more in one container, if you're going to try to do blila, it's going to fall out, it's going to spill over the top. So even if you poured in the shemen but you didn't stir, it's possible. Because then the blila is miyakevus, because it's not royal of blila. So similarly, the Gemara quotes, that's Reb Zeira is common, to explain the Mishnah in the end of Menachos. So the Gemara says, similarly over here, even though if you'll perform chalitza and you won't have the kriyas ha-psukim, but the chalitza will be, it'll be kosher, you'll be out to the mitzvah, shalom b'shleimus, it'll be a kosher chalitza. But that's only because they were roy to do kriyas ha-psukim and they didn't do it. But what if they're cheresh v'chareshes, they're not roy to do kriyas ha-psukim, so that's even possible by the other. So the reason why the cheresh and the chareshes is the chalitza is no good is not because they're lab b'nei das and therefore it's a lack of niskav nishneim. No, you can have kavana even if you're a lab bar das. Kavana doesn't require such an official status as being a bar das. Cheresh yotim kotna lab b'nei denin, but it doesn't necessarily follow that they're lab b'nei kavana. Kavana they can have. They don't al pidin, they don't have das, but kavana they are able to conjure up. So, and the reason why we pass the cotton is because ish ksu the parsha gzeres a cotton, not because of lack of niskaving. And the reason why we pass all the Ketano is because Makshinin Ishaliyish. And maybe it's only with the Rabbanah, maybe Bishas Atchak Bidiyah, but it would be good. Tosis has one Girs in the Mishnah. And the reason why we pass all the Cheresh and the Cheresh is a vital difference, because Zaina Roy Lakriyas Absuch. So why don't you say, Rabbitzala Panav Vajareh asks, why don't you say, Ish Ksiba Parsha, Ish Naksat, all three Cheresh and Ketan? So he says, you don't say it like that. Sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes the Gemara says, Ish Naksat, all three people, Cheresh Oitel Kotten. Sometimes Ish only Naksat Kotten, doesn't exclude, doesn't come to be Memait Cheresh and Oitel as well. How do you know when it's Memait all three, when it's only Memait the Kotten? So he says it depends what the nature of the drasha is. Whenever the nature of the drasha is, the Gemara is darshaning the word Ish to teach you that you need Das, so all three are in the same boat, Allah B'nei Deinina, so all three are excluded. But by Chalitza, Chalitza doesn't need Das. Chalitza, the Gemara says, Chalitza mutask shera. If you tell him, he'll make the Chalitza ala tanai. He'll perform the Chalitza on the condition that she pays more for $500,000 later, and if she doesn't pay the money, then the Chalitza should not be mata. So if he would have made Kiddushin al such a tanai, Hariyah Mukudeshusli, on the condition that your father pays me $500,000, and if he doesn't give me the money, it should be Ainim Mukudeshus. And the father doesn't give the money, is any Mekudeshus. If he gives a get on such a crazy condition, so if they pay him the money, is Mekudeshus. If they don't pay the money, is any Mekudeshus. But by Chalitza, the Gemara says he has no ability. He has no ability to make it tonight. You don't need Al Pidin that he should be, that he should express Das. You don't need Das. So why does the Pasuk say Katan is no good? So it's not because you need Das. No, the Halacha says you don't need Das. It's sufficient with Kavana. So the Pasuk must be Akzeres HaKasav that a Katan is no good. So then it doesn't spill over to Chevish and Hashayta. Chevish and Hashayta is different. So it's not that the definition of a Gotel versus a Katan means that he is a Roy Laholid plus that he's a Bardas. No, it's not true. The definition of a Gotel versus a Katan is Roy Laholid. And Shaykh, a person is Roy Laholid and Al-Pidin is called a Gotel, and he's still a La Bardas. He's a Shaita. Oh, he's a Shaita means deranged, and a Cheresh means retarded. If a person is slightly retarded, it's gone. Like Rabbi Tendler says, the president of my shul is a retarded. Not exactly. So that's not called Al-Pidin, a Cheresh, slightly retarded, isn't it? But if a person is retarded to the extent that he's not able to function, so that's Al-Pidin considered a La Bardas, or deranged. Deranged is a Shaita Al-Pidin. So a cotton, if a cotton doesn't have seichel, so he'll be a cherish, he'll be a shaita, that's a different thing. But in order to become a gadol, he doesn't have to be a bardas. He can be totally a la bardas and he can still become a gadol, because godless is a function of roi lohoilid. So that's the arsameach kasha, that's a starke kasha. Our Gemara says that godless depends on roi lohoilid, and that's talking what the din is, roi lohoilid. And even if the person is the legamre, not a bardas, he's still called a gadol. He'll be a la bardas because he'll be a cherish and a shaita. But he won't be a cotton anymore. He becomes a gadol. You don't say just because he doesn't have at all any seichel, let's say the child is retarded, has a seichel like a 3-year-old. But when he reaches 13 and is roi lahoilid, al pidin becomes a gadol. He's still a la bardas because he's a cherish and a shaita. Different story, but not because he's a cotton. Nishkin cotton. So that's the kasha. So how does the Gemara say there in the Nida that a girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before a boy because by even Hashem came and said say la bini yisera? What does godless have to do with bini yisera? Being a bardas has to do with bini yisera, but not the godless. So you have to add on a little bit. You have to add on some murderous kasha. That's the osamias kasha. If that on a little bit, that what if you have a person who's a cotton is not roi lahoilid, salpidin is a cotton, and even if he's brilliant, even if he's the Vilna Gaon, but the halacha says that a cotton ektana is memela la bardas, even though they're not retarded at all, they're not deranged at all, they're geniuses and they're smarter than everybody else put together, but the halacha says whoever is a cotton ektana is a la bardas. So the Gemara Epis understood that the pasuk vayivan Hashem alkim esat seila indicates that because the girls develop seichel, yeah, but the shadow, when is she roi lahoilid? When is she roi lahoilid? If she weren't roi lahoilid at the age of 12, then she wouldn't be able to become a gdola. The real definition of godless is roi lahoilid. So what did you have to say that the bini yisera? What do you need the whole story with the bini yisera for? If the mitzvah is that girls are roi lahoilid at the age of 12, and boys, generally speaking, Avraham had at the age of 13. So that's it. So the girls become bas mitzvah at the age of 12, become gedolah at the age of 12. The boys become at the age of 13. True, a katan who's not roi lahoilitz, and the male is a katan ektana, is alpidin labeled as a lab badas. But that's not what determines that, whether they're katan ektana. Katan ektana is determined by roi lahoilitz. That's the osameach kasha. What do you do with that gemara in Eden? We assume shtei saris is an indication that is roi lahoilitz, right? Shtei saris means that is roi lahoilitz. Shtei saris have, the Gemara says the shtei saris have to grow after the shanim. You have to have shanim v'simonim. You have to have yud beishanim v'yamecha, the yud gimel shanim v'yamecha, and the shtei saris should grow after that. Sometimes you have shuma b'yalma. Shuma means a growth of hair. So the Gemara says sometimes you have a wart. You have a child who's only 10 years old and there's a lot of hair on the eva ho'erva. So if that hair is there after yud gimel or after yud beis, so the Gemara says those saris don't make them into godel. You have to have those saris that grew after godel. That's a kasha. Let's say a child becomes bar mitzvah, let's say, on Asara B'Tevis. So right after Tzeis HaKochavim, we say he's bar mitzvah, he can daven for an omen. What do you mean? The Shtei Saris grew now, in 2 minutes. The Shtei Saris just grew. Chazoka, the Gemara has a chazoka that we assume kol shehigil echlal shonim, higil echlal simonim. That a girl, a boy, we assume, who's yud bei shonim yarmechad, yud gimel shonimechad, they probably have the Shtei Saris. Yeah, but you have to have a few minutes for the Shtei Saris to grow. Can you assume that the Shtei Saris that grew before Yud Gimel Shana Mimechad is no good? They have to grow after the Shana. So the Shtei Saris grew in a half a minute. They look at the wash and see it says a Kohom, so they tell the kid, okay, you can daven for an omen. How can he daven for an omen? How can he mitzarf to a minyan? He just became bar mitzvah in a half a minute. The Shtei Saris grew in a half a minute. Unless you'd assume that there were Shtei Saris that were there before that were too short. Gemara has a need, the Mishnah has a need, a minimum length. How long did the Saris have to be? So unless you assume, but mehechetesa, how do you have the Ruach HaKadosh to assume? Unless you should assume that there were Cyrus there that were too short, and that half a minute, they became long enough to count. Mehechetesa. Well, why? The Gemara doesn't say that. Why should you assume like that? I don't know. That's a Pella Digizah. Yeah, many Achrayim say, with respect to Dinim Deraisa, you don't rely on this Chazok at the Rove, that Kol Shigilach Lalshan, Megilach Lalsimon. Right, so you shouldn't have such a boy just became bar mitzvah last week. He's only 2 weeks after his bar mitzvah. So would you permit him to fill in an ois in a sefer Torah? Or would you permit him to learn parsha zocher a din deraisa to be motzi everybody to be the Baal Tekeh and shul on the first day of Rosh Hashanah din deraisa? So many achrenim say that with respect to dinam deraisa, you don't have the right to rely on this chazaka derabba. Only benegir to dinam derabba. That's a machlekes achrenim. The Gemara Nida says, you don't have the right to rely on the chazaka derava to allow the kid to do chalitza. His brother just passed away. His brother passed away 5 years ago, and he was only a little kid. And we waited till he becomes bar mitzvah. Now he just became bar mitzvah. Last Shabbos, we say, okay, we're going to have the bezin, we're going to do the chalitza today. Just like that, you assume that he has the shtei saris, you let him do chalitza. The Gemara says, with respect to performing chalitza, you have to check to make sure that he really has the shtei saris. So that's a machloikis in achrenim. Why is that so? So some Achranim say it's a chumra de erva, mishum chumra the dovish of the erva. To be matari, Roma Lashuk is like a dovish of the erva. That's a very serious issue, so for that you should check. You shouldn't rely on the Ruba de Leisa Kamon that all boys who reach the age of Yud Yimashon Yemechot probably have Shtei Saris. Another Achranim write the Mogen Avram in a few places, it's a steer in the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram in a few places write, with respect to all dinim deraisa, you should be choshesh. That you shouldn't rely on this chazaka derava. You have to make sure that the boy is bar mitzvah has the shtei saris. Yeah.
How can you prove that he went there?
The shtei saris
were there from before.
So then it's not right. Enochinami. I don't know. It's a good question.
Rabbi Yochanan talks about cotton pareya in Shloisha Shach moves.
Right.
So that you don't even have to see anything, you just have to be ready to sprout.
Yeah. What, that's, but he's still a cotton. He's not by mitzvah.
He says that's the definition of the gadol, no?
No, he says he can be mitzarfim to mezumin. One opinion can mitzarfim to mezumin, or mitzarfim to a minion or something, but he doesn't say that he's by mitzvah, no. To be by mitzvah, he has to have the shtei saris growing, beginning to grow, completing to grow after the Yud Gimel Shanim. So how do you ever know? How do you know? You look at the cotton. How do you know that the Shtei Saris grew after? I don't know.
with respect to Das, a cotton is a lot of judgment, right? You can't kill him, you can't do anything.
Right.
So that's a stone in Das, right? Not a stone in biology.
He's a lot, Alpidin is considered a lot by Das. So whatever he does is considered as if he didn't do it with Das. So we say that sometimes you don't need Das, sometimes Kavana is enough. With respect to Averis, we declare it's a lot by Das, and the Mele is a lot by Rosh.
Even by Goy, you say that. A cotton of Goy.
Yeah, that's a question whether the godless by Nochri depends on Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechod. Or maybe we should assume that godless Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechod is really perhaps Halacha Moshe Nisinai. That's what Tshuva Sarosh says. How do we know that it's Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechod? So the Rosh writes in the Tshuva that Shiurim Chatzitzin Mechitzin is Halacha Moshe Nisinai. So this is part of Shiurim, that a cotton becomes a godless. Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechod is Shiurim. So there's such a Rambam in Hilchus Melachim in the middle of the Dinim Abinei Noyach and the Sugya Bnei Nech that we learned earlier in the Nuns. So the Rambam writes that Shiurim were never given to Bnei Nech, because Shiurim is Halacha Moshe Messina, so it's only for us. Torah Shabbat Peh is for us, not for them. So a cotton by them would be Potter from an Einish, means a little kid that doesn't understand anything. But if he's already 10 years old, then he understands. He has the same Sechel that he's going to have when he's going to be 13. So the Halacha Moshe Messina, Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechu, wouldn't apply. So there is a din of cotton and gadol, but it's not dependent on the Yud Gimel Shonu Yamechu. It depends when he has enough sechel, and not.
So then all the timeim, these are all timeim, the gadol. In other words, the Allah will mention the Sinai, it's a lot different to this because he reached godless.
Yeah, but Allah Alamoshim is, that's the question. Allah Alamoshim is Sinai, sounds like it says that it depends. Allah Alamoshim is Sinai, according to the Rosh, that it depends on Roy Lahoyle. When the child is, otherwise how did it change? In a generation, Moshe Rabbeinu Tosis claims on the daf they became bar mitzvah at the age of 8. And later they became bar mitzvah at the age of 13. So how did the Halacha Moshe Messinah change? You have to say the wording, the nusach of the Halacha Moshe Messinah was not that boys become bar mitzvah at the age of 13 and girls become bar mitzvah at the age of 12. Children become gedolim when they're roi l'hoilim. When they're not roi l'hoilim, not. And it's up to the chachamim in every generation to determine when are they roi l'hoilim. What's the average age that the Roy Lahoyle? That's why it's a problem today. That if they say, how come we don't put on tefillin on younger children? Why don't we make them fast on Yom Kippur a whole day? Maybe they're Roy Lahoyle at an earlier age. We've never tested it by our children. But it's being tested by the others, and apparently they are Roy Lahoyle at an earlier age, due to the improved diet or whatever. So that's not that problem. We learned the Gemara, we discussed already the Gemara, that the Ben Saramara can only become a Ben Saramara maximum 3 months of his lifetime. Shloshu Chadoshim Avad, and sometimes even less than the Shloshu Chadoshim. If he keeps Zokan HaTachton, that's the Mishnah, whichever comes first, then he's off the hook. So there is in the Tshuvas HaGoinim, they write an interesting mashal. They're just like by a girl, there are three Zmanim, there's a Ktana, Naira, and a Bogeris. The Naira is a Gdoila, but she's still the Beis Aviyah, Ben Nere Beis Aviyah. When she becomes a Bogeris, then she's Yotze Meshu Saviyah. So too, by a boy, we're not used to thinking about this, because it never comes up in any other area of Halacha except for here. So by a boy also, there are three Zmanim. There's a Cotton, and a Naira, and a Boger. And the intermediate stage, during the first 3 months, actually he keeps Zokan HaTachton, so he is a Gadol. He's not a Cotton anymore. If he would be a Cotton, he wouldn't be a Baronshin. He is a Gadol. But he's still Bishu Saviv. He's still Bishu Saviv. So still, since he's still Bishu Saviv, so that's when you have the dinim in Saramar. After he becomes like a Boger, the age of a Bagrus, after Shlosh HaChadoshim, he gives Zokan HaTachton, then he's Yotze Meshu Saviv. Like by the Bogerish, he's Yotze Meshu Saviv. The father can't be Makabal Kedushin anymore, can't be Meif in the Dorm. All the special dinim don't apply. So the same over here. There's such a parallel by the boys. We never think like that, but that's one of the Tshuvas HaGoinim, they quote like that. That it's a parallel to the girls. We learned last week, we learned this Mishnah and the last four lines on Samach Tes and Aleph. Last four lines on Aleph. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Nida, that about the different ages. Before the age of Shal Shanu Yamechad is Ein B'Yosabir. And after the age of Shalshanu Yamechod is Biyosud Biyah. Lamai Nafkemina, what is Biyosud Biyah? So one Nafkemina would be, let's say she was Nivala by her brother or by her father. Does she become Zaina Psula Lekuhuna or not? So before the age of Gimel is Ein Biyosud Biyah. And after the age of Shalosh Shanei Amechod, it is Biyasa Biyasa. That's one Nafkemina. Or let's say the father is Bola, would the father be Chayiv Nisa? A Bola Bita is Chayiv Nisa. She's not Chayiv Nisa, she's a Ktana, Allah Bazdas. But would the father be Chayiv Nisa? So it's before the age of three, then Biyasa Biyasa. After the age of three is Biyasa Biyasa. So that's the Mishnah Nida, gives you all the Nafkemina. So one of the several Nafkeminas that's mentioned, then what if she became a Nida? The girl can become a Nida the day she's born. The Mishnah says they're a Nida. Tinok is Basi Amechod is Metama Ben Ida. She can't become a Zovo until you have to first become a Nida, and then you have to wait 3 days after the first 7 days of Nida to become a Zovo G'dayla. She has to be at least 10 days old in order to become a Zovo G'dayla. First she has to become a Nida on the day she's born, and then on day number 8, 9, 10 she'll have another Riyah, 3 more days. Below Es Nidah, so during Yud Alf Yom Shebein Nidah L'Nida, she'll become a Zovo. So that's all in the Mishnah there. So then the Mishnah says, so it's an afkemina from a tamas boil. I find all an afkeminas. Then the Mishnah has another din. What if a funny case, a kohen marries a girl who is not a kohenis? So not only is the kohen permitted to eat truma, his wife is also, Eshes kohen is also permitted to eat truma despite the fact that the wife is nishik kohenis. Kozman, she's married to the kohen, she's included in the pasuk kinyan kaspa. The kohen kinyan nefesh kinyan kaspa. It goes on his behemah and it goes on his wife. So the wife, Eshes kohen is achelis b'truma, like Behemoth coin, not exactly the same, but learned up in the same pasuk. So the din, so Minat Torah, the din was, the Gemara develops the idea, and Yibom is, and Minat Torah, the din is that Arusa, even if he only has Kiddushin, the coin only has Kiddushin with the wife, she's already permitted to eat Truma, even though there's no Nisuin, even though it's only a half Ishus, it's only Eris, and he didn't do the Knesa Luchuf yet. But with the Rabbanan, they made Xerah, Shem Yimzigu. Mishum Simpon, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Machlokes Hatanoim, what's the reason? The two reasons why she's not permitted to eat truma until you have nisuin. Fine. So what if the kohen marries a little girl? How can he marry such a little girl, 2 years old? The father's mekabel kedushin. The girl's father. I'm shugan. The Gemara says you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to be mekabel kedushin for bita ktana because the marriage may not turn out good when the girl reaches a normal age. She may not be happy with the chasen that the father picked out for her. So the Gemara says that it's highly improper, you're not allowed to do it, but if the father has been Kabbal Kedushin for his daughter at the age of 2, so she's a Mekudeshes. But the Mishnah says you can't have Nisu until she's 3 years old. Why can't you have Nisu until she's 3 years old? Because since ain't Biyasa Biya, she's not Ruya Lebiya, so therefore Chupa is not kind. Chupa Shein Ruya Lebiya is not kind, and the girl is not Ruya Lebiya until the age of 3. That's the Pashat, maybe, that's the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah. Here the second line from the bottom. This is Lekayin. The girl is only 2 years old. The father is Mekabel Kedushin, so she becomes an Eshusish, and then she makes Nisuin. So it says, this is Lekayin, Eino Chelis Betruma. If she's 3 years old and this is Lekayin, then she has Nisuin, then the Nisuin is Chal. So the simple mashmos of the Mishnah perhaps is that since the girl is Eino Ruya Lebiya, so therefore, the chuppah is no good. That's how the Tshuvas HaRosh understood. The Mishlam Melech in Hilchas Ishus quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh as the following shaila. The din is habal yorish es ishtoi, either a din deraisa, din derabbanan, machlokes Ramam and deraivi, machlokes hatanoi. Shaila had a paskin. Habal yorish es ishtoi. If the wife dies, the husband gets the Yerusha. So the Gemara says that the Gemara said in the first parak Yerusha, the husband only gets the Yerusha if he's married with Nisuin. If he only has Eris and they didn't have any Nisuin, the Ishtar Rusa, Lo'en and the Lover, the Matamba, Lover, the Mefin, the Dere, and the Eina Yorsha. He doesn't get the Yerusha. So the Rosh has a discussion. A woman was married to a man, and she only had Kiddushim. She didn't have Nisun by us. We never do that. Have everything without Nisun. By us, we never have such a thing. But in the days of the Rishon, they still had such a thing. So the girl was an Arusa, she wasn't in a Sua, and she was a very rich girl, whatever. Her father was a multimillionaire, and she got the whole Yerusha, and then she takes sick all of a sudden, she's about to die, and she doesn't want her brothers to get the Yerusha. Oh, she doesn't have brothers, she doesn't want the mother, she doesn't want her side of the family to get the Yerusha, she's a krik to her side of the family. She wants her husband to get the Yerusha. But the husband is only Erisin, there's no Nisuin. So on her deathbed, she wants to shtel a chuppah. But she's so sick, she's physically not ru'uya lebiya. She's mamish laying in bed, she's physically not ru'uya lebiya. So the Rosh writes in the tshuva that the nisuin is not chal, and the husband does not get the Yerusha. If the shtel a chuppah, and the girl who's dying, she's dying from cancer in the hospital, whatever, neshtama putra. So he says, the kiddushin achal, but the nisuin are not chal. Because nisuin, he understood the Mishnah, obviously, nisuin is only chal if the woman is ruy labim. This is famous from the Rambam Shita, but the Rambam has it in a different case. So here, the Rosh is talking, the person is deathly sick, and they're physically not ruy labim. Or the Mishnah goes, the girl is klusim b'ashol l'shanu v'yamecha, she's not 3 years old, she's ain't a ruy labim physically, ain't a ruy labim. The Rambam interpreted a Gemara in Yevamos, not in Yevamos, the Gemara in Ksubis. There's a Mishnah in Afalpi. The Mishnah beginning of Perek Afalpi says that there's a Iker Ksuba and there's a Tosefet Ksuba. When we get married, so you write in the document that you're supposed to give the Kala, that's called the Ksuba, so you write, he's obligated to give, according to the Kans Chachamim, the Masayim Zuz, which is very little, Masayim Zuz is very little. Masayim Zuz is 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim is 10 times Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is 5 shkolim. So 50 shkolim is Masayim Zuz. There are 4 zuz and a shekel. So how much do people give at Pidyon HaBen? Maximum $25. So 10 times Pidyon HaBen, $250. Zeya Vinzik. So the Ikek Suba today is Bokkis. $250 is the Ikek Suba. But then we write, Behoisif Lod Min Delay, and the Chosin added on, that of the goodness of his heart, big sums of money. Right, Masayim Zekukin Kesef Tzav. Zekukin are German coins from the days of the Maharil, doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have Zekukin. These are coins from the days of the Maharil. This is worth a fortune of money. This is worth between $15,000 and $20,000, something like that. A large sum of money. So you have the Iker Ksuba, that's a Takanas Chacham, even if he wouldn't give his wife a Ksuba, a document, even if they wouldn't make the Kabbalah's Kinyan by the Chosis Tish. Whether he likes it or not, he can scream bloody murder. He doesn't want to obligate himself. It's a Takanas Chacham. It's a Tanai Bezin that anyone who is married and divorces his wife, he has to give her the Ikik Ksuba, the $250. But the Tosefes Ksuba, that all depends. Did he accept it upon himself? Did he not accept it upon himself? So we have a minik for many centuries already that we put a standard amount of money, Tosefes Ksuba, whether the Chosin is wealthy, whether he's poor, whether the girl is a big miuchesa, so she's a poshita girl, a yisayma, whatever. We always write the same amount of money for a girl who's getting married the first time, and for the girl who's getting married the second time, we always write the same amount for all the grushas and all the amans. But it wasn't always the case. In the days of the Tanoim, and by many of the Sfardim, they write a different amount depending on who the boy is, who the girl is. They'll put larger amounts or smaller amounts of Tosefes Ksuba. So the Mishnah has a shaila. What if a chosin got married, a man got married, and he made kiddushin, and he gave the girl a ksuba during erusin, let's say, gave the girl a ksuba with Tosefes Ksuba, $500,000 Tosefes Ksuba, and then he dies during erusin. He never lived so long to have the nisuin. He died during erusin. So the ikik ksuba he has to pay. He gave her a ksuba. Umar has a shaila in Baba Metzia in the first perek. Umar has a suffix whether the Takonas Chachamim, what we call a Tanai Bezin, the Takonas Chachamim, that every husband who divorces his wife, whether he likes it or not, has to pay Ike Ksuba. Does that Takon only apply to Nisua? To Nisua? If the husband died or divorced his wife after Nisua, what if he dies or divorces his wife during Eris? He never had Nisua. So Umar is not sure what the din is. They buy Lev Shita, and it's Machlek is the Ramam in the Taisis, what the din is. But the Gemara says this for sure. What if Kosovo Ksuba? What if during Erisin he gave her a Ksuba? He gave her a document in which he spells out that I obligate myself to give you the Ksuba. Then if he divorces her, he dies. So then for sure the Gemara says she is entitled to collect the Ksuba, Kosovo Ksuba. But what about the Tosefes Ksuba? He writes in the Ksuba during Erisin, he writes in the Ksuba that he owes her the 200 zuz, which is the same as 50 shkolim. Kemor Hapsulas, 50 shkolim, and then he adds on $500,000 Tosefes Ksuba, and then he dies before he ever had Nisun. So does he have to pay the Tosefes Ksuba also? So the Mishnah quotes the Tanner of Lazar and Azariah. Yeah, that it's self-understood, even though he didn't specify that it's Allah Tanai, it's self-understood that he only has to pay the Tosefes Ksuba if he's going to live so long, they're going to have Nisun, they're going to be living together. He dies during Erisin, it's move on the Eilov, that he didn't intend to give her the Tosefes Ksuba. So then the Gemara has a suffix. What happens? They march down the aisle. And they had a yichud. And they didn't have a yichud, let's say. They marched down the aisle and they had a wedding ceremony and a marriage. They already had kiddushin a year ago. And then the boy gets a job, he rents an apartment shine, and he buys himself some clothing, and the girl's buying. And then they have a wedding ceremony to make the nisuin, and they have a party and a dinner and everything, and then the girl becomes a nida after everything is over. The girl appears a nida, and they never had a chance to have the bia. So the Gemara is not sure what would Rav Elazar ben Azariah say in such a case. Is the girl, and then the husband dies. And then the husband dies before he ever had be rishonah with the wife. So would the wife be entitled to collect the tosefes kubah the $500,000? And he say no, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah zoomed in it was lekasav la el al manas lekonsa if he actually completes the marriage. So the Gemara has a suffix about that. So pasha pshat in the Gemara is ibaya is a suffix in umdina and das ben ayodim. Rav Elazar ben Azariah's whole din in the mishnah is an issue of an umdina. That even though he gave her a document in which he writes that he's obligating himself unto Sefes Ksuba, he didn't make any strings attached, didn't make any Tanai. Nonetheless, we assume it's self-understood that it's Allah Tanai, that it's going to be Nisuin. If he's going to die during Erisin, we assume it's self-understood. She doesn't get the Tosefes Ksuba, she only gets the Ike Ksuba. So how far would Rav Elazar ben Azariah go with this Umdana? What would he say if they had the Nisuin, they had the formality of the marching down the aisle, but then she was pierced and needle, and they never had a chance to have a beer ishana. Would Rav Elazar ben Azariah say that she's entitled to the Tosefes Ksuba? That's the Pasha Pshat Nigamah. It's a suffix in an umdina libe de Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And the Rambam is the Rishon who learns totally different. The Rambam learns the Gemara suffix was not a suffix in umdin, it's a suffix in din. Chuppah shein a royal abiyah, is it a good chuppah? Is not. If you made the chuppah at a time that the girl was already pierced and needle before you made the chuppah, so it's a chuppah shein a royal abiyah because of the yisa needle, is it a good, is it kaina or is it not kaina? It is. It's a chuppah royal abiyah. Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Chuppah shein royal abiyah is no good. It's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh says if the woman is dying from cancer and she's physically unable to go through with the abiyah, so he says he can't shtel a chuppah in the hospital and say that the husband should get the irusha after she dies, because the chuppah shein royal abiyah is not kind. So the answer is the two different things. The Rosh and the Mishnah are talking about ain't royal abiyah physically, ain't royal abiyah. The Rambam is talking physically royal abiyah. If they would have been nachrim, they would have had the abiyah. But because the shomer mitzvah said saying royal abiyah because of the isa nida lebailo. So that's the Rambam learned that was the Gemara zibay de leif shita. When you require chuppah, of course you require chuppah royal abiyah. That's the Mishnah. Chusim in bashal shomer mechad is chuppah shena royal abiyah. And if the woman is on a deathbed, is a chuppah shena royal abiyah. But if it's ain royal abiyah and halachet, but in mitzias is royal abiyah, so the Rambam learned that was the Gemara suffer. And that's how the Magen Mishnah adds on onto the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah on that Rambam in Hilchos Ishus adds on that in the Sefer Ho'ikdar it says you should be medaktek that if there should be a chuppah haruya levia even on the level of the Rabbanan. Lechatchili shouldn't arrange for a wedding when the kala didn't go to mikveh because according to the Rambam it's a chuppah shein royal levia. So it's an ibad leiv shita whether you kain or not. So we try lechatchila to see to it that it should not be a chuppas nida. To satisfy this Rambam's opinion, shouldn't be a chuppah shein a royal abiyah. Bishas hatchak, if you get stuck. So we don't paskal like the Rambam. The whole chuppah shein a royal abiyah is kind of. So we say all the brachas and we're not choshish, but bracha levatol. Because Mikra Din, most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. That chuppah shein a royal abiyah is not a problem. So if you have a chuppah where the kala did go to mikveh, normal, where the kala did go to mikveh, so not only should it be royal abiyah on the level of the raisa, to avoid the problem of nida, you should make sure that you give the kala the ksuba before you proceed to have the chuppah. We have the practice, we give the kala the ksuba in between erisin and nisuin. First the chassan says, hurry up mekudeshesli, and then you give the kala the ksuba, And then you had, they continued to stand under the canopy, and you say the Birchas Nisuin. Why do we insist on giving? Why do we insist on giving the ksuba to the kala? Because the Magen Mishnah quotes from the Sefer Huitur that the Gemara in ksubas has a din that if the husband didn't give his wife a ksuba, he's not allowed to live with his wife because she may feel that she's kala b'en of loitzia. She's not kala b'en of loitzia. There's a takanas chachamim. He can't get rid of his wife unless he pays the ksuba, whether he likes it or not. But the girl may feel uncomfortable. She may not realize that the Bezdin is going to protect her. So because if she doesn't have a ksuba in her hand, or even if she doesn't have a ksuba, if she has a mashkin in her hand, then she'll be able to collect the ksuba from that. So the Gemara says in the first parak in ksuba, that's also good. But if she neither has a ksuba, nor does she have some mashkin in her hand, from which she'll be able to collect the ksuba, so it's forbidden to live with your wife. Let's say a couple is married for 50 years and then the wife loses the ksuba, so they have to go to the rabbi quickly and fill out another ksuba. And in Breuer's congregation, I live in Washington Heights, and Breuer's congregation, every year they send out in their newsletter, once a year, every year on Rosh Hashanah, they send out, and don't forget, if you lose the ksuba, you have to come to the rabbi immediately and fill out a new ksuba. Every year they warn the Baal HaBatma. Not such a common thing. That people lose it soon. Do you have to know they did? Okay. Also, Lord and Mishta, also, Lord and Lahashas is Hishta Shachas, but look, Suba, he's not allowed to stay with his wife unless she has access to the Ksuba. So that's what the Balu Iter says. You have to give the Ksuba over to the girl before Yishtela Chupa. We have the minig, it's strange, the Beis Yosef quotes, we have the minig that they stand under the canopy before you even say Harayat. That's not meaningful. Standing under the canopy is for the purpose of serving. The Ramos says the canopy serves as a nisun. So what do you make a nisun before you do the kiddushin? Pashtus says you say hariat mukadeshusli, and then you give the girl a ksuba. So you make it, and then you have the fact that they continue to stand under the canopy, and then you say the shevet brachas under the chuppah. So that's the chuppah. So the giving of the ksuba prior to the bichas nisuin and the standing under the canopy makes it into chuppah haruya labiyah even with the rabbanon. That's one step past the Ramah. The Rambam was worried about chupas nidach, shouldn't be chupish and ruya labiyah on the level of an isa deraisa. Validi goes further, should be chupish and ruya labiyah on the level of the rabbanon as well. So since that is our practice that we give the ksuba, so that's why they introduced in later generation, that's why they introduced the kriyas haksuba. Because the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam felt uncomfortable when the goyim instituted that you have nisun immediately following the erisin. So he just said bar piagofin a minute ago. The rabbi said bar piagofin, and then he said bichas eris, and he gave a sip of wine to the chasen kal and said hariyah mukodesh asleep. Then he says another bar piagofin. What's he saying? Another bar? He just said bar piagofin. What the hesach hadas from a minute ago? So that's why Rashi and Rabbi Natam, the Hagoyes Mam, because Rashi and Rabbi Natam introduced that you should have a hafsok in between. So you should have somebody read the ksuba. That's why the Pashtun says you should read the ksuba slowly. Some rabbanim have cracked, they run for the ksuba. They want to get it over quickly. No, the whole idea of kriyas haksuba is to have a pause. You should have a hafsok in between the birchas bar piagofen of the birchas erisin and the birchas nisun. If you remember years ago, Rav Lezer Shilva used to read the ksuba very, very slowly. And if he saw somebody wasn't listening, he would please pay attention. He would say in Yiddish, and then he would start all over again from the beginning. It used to be a dramatic presentation when he read it. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be read very slowly to serve to as a hafsaka. So the reason why they could have had a chazan sing in the middle, could have had a rabbi give a long drasha in the middle. But they hop on to read the ksuba because they're going to give the ksuba anyway. You're going to give the ksuba because the balita says we want to have a chupa haroi labiyo on the level of the rabbanon. There shouldn't be any siddur rabbanon. Also, lishus esish the shachas b'loi ksuba. So once you're giving over the ksuba, you may as well read the ksuba. If they wouldn't have had this balita, so they stumbled, that would never occur to them. Kriya saksuba. They would have a chazan, have a rabbi, make a hafsoke, have an entertainer, give a juggler, a dancer or something. We'd have a different hafsoke, but because ben kovar kol, you're going to have to give over the ksuba, unless it's a chupas nido. If it's a chupas nido, so it's a ena ruila be on the level of the raisa. So what are you going to gain by giving over the ksuba? So it's not necessary to give. You gain nothing by giving over the ksuba. So then it doesn't make a difference. So we make the hafsoka anyway of reading the ksuba, but then you don't have to make a whole spiel about giving over. It's not necessary to give it over. You're not going to accomplish anything anyway because it's a chupas nida.
Why do you have to give it over before the nisun? Give it over after the last prophet. You give it a ksuba.
Samil is a chashash of oiver the oiver, because you want the birchas nisuin to be. That's how the Beis Yosef got. Even the birch, the din is you have to say birchas hamitzvah oiver lasiyosim. But this is not a birchas hamitzvah. You don't say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzivanu to do nisuin. You say sheva brachas, all sheva chaydoya and everything. But still, the Beis Yosef and Ebenezer quotes Rishonim who say that it should be oiver lasiyosim. So you have the birchas nisuin immediately before they're about to do the nisuin. So you don't want to have over the over. So if you're going to give the ksuba after the birchas nisuin, it'll be a shtickle over the over. So we take care of that problem before. We gave already the ksuba, so the birchas nisuin is immediately over las yosem. And the second we finish the nisuin, the birchas nisuin, so we right away have the nisuin. So we have the standing under the chuppah. That's what the Morgan Avraham quotes at Tshuvas Rebellion Mizrahi. Morgan Avraham and Hilchas Bar Nefoshes. Quotes the Chuvas of Belia Mizrahi, who says that they should rush to the Yichud right away. They shouldn't have a pause between the Chuppah and the Yichud, because why do we have the Yichud? To satisfy the Rambam's opinion. Rambam holds that standing under the canopy is just a ceremony that's meaningless. It's for Simcha B'Yalma, that's not the Nisuin. The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim that standing under the canopy constitutes the Nisuin. And some other days in Balei Tos hold that the Badekin is the Nisuin. And the Rambam's opinion is neither of the above, Nishkin Badekin and Nishkin Canopy, the Yichud later on. So according to the Rambam, you said Bichas Nisuin now, then you're going to have the Yichud half an hour later. You're going to have such a long dance in between the Bichas Nisuin and the Nisuin and the Yichud. So that's why the Morgan Avraham quotes from the Tshuvas Adoyim Mizrahi, you should have them go to the Cheder HaYichud immediately following the Sheva Brocha. That's probably the Kavana that Maharil writes like that. Maharil writes, he doesn't explain, he just writes, you rush the chasen kala to the cheder hayichud. Probably means the same as Rabbi Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi was way later. He says you rush them in order not to have any hafsoka, that it shouldn't be an over the over. Anyway, this is how the whole story begins with this Mishnah, that the Mishnah seems to be assuming that nisuin is not chal on a ketan of pchusim bas shal shan v'yemecha because they be yosa bia, so it's a chup b'shein roya l'bia. So it sounds like that Tshuvas HaRosh, that a chuppah shein roi labia, mitzias, ein roi labia, that everybody's masking is not kind of. It's a chuppah haroi labia, mitzias, but it's not roi labia in halacha. So that's the Rambam interpreted the Gemara's Sofek in Kiddush, in Ksubis, beginning of Afalpi. The Rambam learned like that, and the other Rishonim do not agree. Mishlam Melech points out, however, that you can dingzak with the whole Tshuvas HaRosh. You can deny that it says that in the Mishnah. One could argue the point and say that nisus, if you have nisuin on a little girl who's 1 year old, it could be that it's also nisuin. It just says ein achelus betruma. It doesn't say because the nisuin is not kaina. Be'olam, you can say the nisuin is kaina even though she's physically ein roel abia until she's 3 years old. But what was the reason why they made exerim in the Rabbanon that Arusa is not permitted to eat truma? On the level of the Raisa, she is allowed to eat truma. But in the Rabbanon, they made exerim because, let's say, simple, mishum simple. It may turn out that the girl is a balas mum, and it may turn out that the Gidushin was a Gidushin toys, and it's not chal at all. So, after you already have Nisu and Nichnas and Luchup, and they're going to be living together, so he'll already see whether she's a balas mum. He'll be Baidika when they'll be together. But if the girl is only 1 year old or 2 years old, she's not really a beast. It's not going to be boydiker. It's not going to be together with his wife. It's not going to be boydiker. What, he's going to die for her? It's not going to be boydiker. So the Mishnah Mal says maybe that's what it says in the Mishnah. Who says that it even says in the Mishnah that a chupa is any real beer is not a chupa if it's any real beer mitzvah? Maybe the whole thing is not true. The whole mocker of the Tshuvas HaRosh is this Mishnah. He says you can dingzach. You can say that the reason why she's in a chelas betrumah is part of that gzeira de rabbanon that arusa in achel is betruma because of simpon hashash and may turn out to be a balas mum, in which case it'll invalidate the whole kiddushin. Turn out she was never married. So over here, even if she has nisuin, there's a hashash simpon because she's so young, she's not going to be boydika. So you can think of with the whole thing. Okay, but that's the Tshuvas HaRosh. Tshuvas HaRosh has that chiddush. If the woman is deathly sick and ain't really beer physically, so then. So then the chuppah is not kind. Here the Mishnah in Ayin Amar Aleph continues with the details of the halachas of the Ben Sor Amore, that the Chumash says, B'neinu zeh sareh mareh, Zolel v'sovei. What do you mean, Zolel v'sovei? So the Mishnah quotes the pasuk in Mishnah, after the sovei yam zerli basal amol. You see that the word sovei appears in Tanakh in connection with drinking wine, and zovel appears in Tanakh and Mishnah in connection with eating basa. So that's how we understand that the ben sorim or only chayv nisa if he steals money from the father. That's the Mishnah is going to say vayta. He has to steal money from the father, maybe from the mother. Machlokes hatanaim dafayin alafin now. Forget to that. And he has to buy basa the yayin that will whet his appetite for this style of living. He's going to buy what? Salami? He's going to buy hot dogs? Nah, that's not going to whet his appetite. He's going to buy grape juice? Nah, grape juice is not going to whet his appetite. It has to be if there's a wine with a geshmak. It has to be yayin hoyitalki. Wine with a geshmak has to be a significant amount of wine, significant stomach. Kazayis of flesh has to be a shtikel flesh. And it has to be that it should be steak or so that should be prepared in such a way, like a delicacy, that it should be roy, that it should be he should desire this, should be nimshach efter it. He should desire this style of living, and he'll become a juvenile delinquent. That's the bitzur is nerek al shem sofa. So he's only chayv misa if he eats basa v'yayin in such a way that it's going to be moishach him to such a style of living. So the Gemara says, so now Moraim say in the Gemara that if he eats basa chai, into the right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara says if he has Rabbi Yosef dam tavai, ochel basa chai, he eats raw flesh. Oshosa yayin chai, he drinks the wine without doing meziga. In the days of the Tanoim, the wine was so sharp in Eretz Yisrael, the wine was so strong. You had to mix in water. If you don't mix in water, it used to taste awful. In fact, there's a machlokes hatanoim in brachas. If you say baruch pri hagafen on wine when you didn't do mezigah, if you drink wine, but you never did, you didn't do the mezigah, you didn't mix it into water, so it really doesn't taste so good. Liyolam the bracha on wine. The Mishnah in brachas sounds like it says liyolam the bracha on wine should have been baruch pri hoetz. But because it's nishtana liyuluya, it's fancier, fancy schmancy, so that's why they made a special takonas bracha. You say bar pi agafim. But what if it's yayin sheina mazug? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So one tana says, what kind of bar pi agafim? That's ishtani limal yusa. It remains bar pi agafim. It remains bar pi hoetz. It doesn't have this chashivas that you should say bar pi agafim. That's the machlokes hatanaim. And that's Tosis quotes it. And that's the top tesis on Ayinam and Aleph, the first tesis. So the Gemara says, this machlekes hatanaim, whether you say barpi agofen or barpi hoetz, and yayin chai, that you didn't mix in any water, this machlekes is what the bracha is. But this everybody agrees, hakol moedim, all the tanoim agree, that when you come to a koshal bracha means when you're benching mezumin ala yayin, or you're saying kiddush ala yayin, havdol ala yayin, koshal bracha, bracha lakos, that it's not proper to use yayin chai. Ashit in the tocha, mind. You have to have yayin mozuk, that it should be tasty, even though sometimes say that you do say, I think we pass me do say barpi agafen, if I'm not mistaken. And yayin chai, I think we pass me do say barpi agafen. But nonetheless, it doesn't have the proper hashibis unless you make yayin mozuk, so you shouldn't use it for kosher brach. That's the Gemara and brach. So here, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both say, if he drinks yayin chai, that's not a normal way. It's not, the kid is not going to be nimshach. It doesn't taste good. He's not going to enjoy it. So he's not going to. This is not going to lead him to become a juvenile delinquent. Where if he eats raw flesh is not the normal way to eat it. Basachai doesn't become a ben sarma. Feg di gemara kashe. What we had before, Rav Huna says he's only chayiv misa as a ben sarma if he eats basachai and he drinks yayin chai. Just the hepach from Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Just the opposite. All right. He can have a machlokes amaron, but his shita doesn't make any sense. Rav and Rav Yosef makes more sense. Why does Rav Huna say he only becomes ena chayiv ad? He only becomes a ben sarah mar if he drinks yayin chai. Why? And he eats basa chai, doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, no, mistama, they can both fit in together. And for the Gemara, the yayin should be mazik v'loy mazik. It shouldn't be fully yayin mazik, because then everybody drinks that kind of wine. So it didn't make us into juvenile delinquent. We didn't become criminals. No, Mistama, he didn't do a normal mezigah like all people did. He did a little less than the normal mezigah. So it has too much of a spunk to it. So that's why we're chayshesh. That's why it may lead him His is a little sharper than everybody else's normal wine, so that's what we're concerned, that it may lead him to become a criminal later. And the basa chai, if he eats raw meat, is not going to, that's not normal. He's not going to enjoy that style of living. But if he eats fully cooked flesh, also not going to, he's not going to be moishech him to anything. He means that he eats bashel v'loy bashel. Like the ganovim are always on the run, they're running away from the police, they don't want to get caught. Like Michael Ben Durisoy, Rashi says Durisoy was a ganov, he was always running away from the police. So he only used to cook it a little bit, he only used to broil the meat, to cook the meat a little bit, and he would gobble it down, and then he would run weiter. But that's what the Gemara says over here, that in Sora More, he's preparing for a life of geneva later on. So if he eats the flesh, he gets used to this style of eating flesh that's bashel, v'loy bashel, it's cooked to Michael Ben Deruso, it's cooked shlish bishol chatzi bishol, not fully cooked. So this may lead him to this style of living later on. So here is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, the first Tosfos on the Omud. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, the teretz that the Gemara gave on the contradiction between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef on the one hand, Rav Huna on the other hand. Rav Huna says he's only chayiv if he drinks yayin dafka, has to drink yayin chayiv. Rabbi Rav Yosef says if he drinks yayin chai, that's not normal, he's not going to enjoy it, he won't enjoy becoming a gangster, so he's not nimshach, he won't be chai. So the Gemara says astira. So the Gemara says the teretz is mazik v'loy mazik, it has to be mazik but not fully mazik. So Rabbi Natam says now is farenfurt akasha that bothered him, that there were two Gemaras and brachas that contradict each other. The one Gemara brachas says on daf nun aleph that there are sora dvarm nemer b'koshal bracha, that's one brisa says. There are 10 dinim in kosher bracha. The one that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch says, arba dinim nemru b'kosher bracha, chai male shtifa hadocha. You have to rinse the cup out on the inside and the outside, that's shtifa hadocha, and it should be male, it should be full to the top. And chai sounds like the wine should be chai. Yayin chai should be raw wine, and you didn't mix in any water in it. That's what it sounds like. In Shulchan Aruch it says, chamisha dinim. It says the word chamisha is a Rosh Yitev, it's Chai Molish Tifa Adach, it's really four. There are four dinim. But if there's Chamisha dinim, then we call Shal Broch, and it says as a Rosh Yitev, it's Chai Molish Tifa Adach. They have such a, the Sma writes in Chosh Mishpot, when the Shulchan Aruch lists off the din, that sometimes you have a Shvur Der Reise, by Merim Mitzas, and Shvur Serech, you have a Shvur Der Reise, and sometimes you only have a Shvur Seses. So what are the differences between a Shvur Seses that was instituted by the later Amoraim and a Shvur Seses, so the Gemara has in Shavuos four nafkeminas. So the Sma writes there are Chamisha nafkeminas, makes also Rosh Yitevus. I forgot already what they are. Nachsina lenichse, Cheses nachsina lenisre, nichse, I forgot. Mepach Shavuos, the mem is Mepach Shavuos. Anyway, so here also, it's patterned, this Rosh Yitevus is patterned after over here. That it says in Arachayim that there are Chamisha Dinim Nemer B'Kosher Brochen, there are only four, is Chai Malish Tifa Adachas. So on the one hand, the Gemara says you have to have Chai, you should be wine, that's built in Mazug. Then the other Gemara says also in Brochas, Machlekes Hatanaim, whether you say Bor Piagofen on wine, that you didn't mix in any water or not. So even the Gemara says, and even if you paskin, I think that's how we paskin, that you do say Bor Piagofen on the wine that's built in Mazug, but you're not supposed to use it for a Kosher Brocha. When you bench mezuman alakos, you have to have yayin mazuk. So one Gemara says it has to be dafka mazuk, one Gemara says it has to be chai, it's the chastira. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the same teretz that the Gemara gave over here is the teretz over there. It should be mazuk, but it shouldn't be fully mazuk, that it should be so mild. It should be with a little spunk to it. So it shouldn't be a gansan mazuk. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam says. First Rabbeinu Tam, that it's mazik v'loy mazik. That's what it means chai. Other Rishonim do not agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. They say here the Gemara is talking about a guy who schneitzach hafen derech to become a criminal. So then you want that it should be mazig v'loy mazig if it doesn't have any spunk to it, so why should it become a criminal? But what we're drinking, koishal brocha, why do we want to have that it has to have a spunk? It should have a chashivus, it should be mazig v'legamri. Mehecha teisa, why should it be mazig v'loy mazig? What kind of a teretz did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Well, we want to practice becoming criminals. So that's why Yad Rishonim were looking for a different teretz. So the Tosfos in Shabbos quotes the Chachmei Narbona. They don't quote so. Narbona is in Provence, no? I think. So the Tosfos usually doesn't quote. The Tosfos Chachmei Narbona had a nine follow a different answer. That Chai Molish Tifa Adocha, it says in the Gemara, there are four dvarim nemru b'kois shel bracha. It doesn't say biyayin. It says bekoish shel bracha. The koish should be rinsed on the inside and on the outside. Should be shtifa v'hadocha. Should be mole. The koish should be mole. And the koish should be chai. It doesn't say the yayin should be chai. The yayin should not be chai. If it's chai teignisht, hakol moedim, that you're not supposed to use the wine for koish shel bracha until you make it mazuk. It should be mazuk. But the koish should be chai. What do you mean? It shouldn't be meis. What says the koish should be chai? Should be meis. So Tosis quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama, where the Gemara says, the Pasuk says by bor, kiftach ishbar, kichrishbar, v'nachol shamasharach maru, meis, balabo yishalim, kes yashbal, meis yelo. That's the Pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara says, v'nachol shamasharach amor, shor v'lo yodam, chamor v'lo kelim. That if an odam falls into the bor, the balabor is pater. Why should the balabar be potter? And why is that? Why balabar potter? And Adam falls and he breaks his head, so you got to pay. So the Gemara says, no, menafel shama, Adam died. So it says, shorvelay Adam, that you don't pay kaifer. That's what it means. But if the Adam is huzak, so you do pay. So then the Gemara says, but it says, chamor v'lo kelim. The pasuk says, v'meis. No, shah chamor v'meis, balabar yisham, etc. So shorvelay Adam means Adam who died. So the balabar doesn't pay kaifa, but the mezuzah you do pay. So then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, it says chamor, and you darsh chamor v'loy kelim. That if kelim fell in, then you potter from paying. So you're going to make also such a distinction, that if the keli is utterly smashed to smithereens, that's mace. And if it's just a little crack, then you chayiv, the same in Adam. When Adam falls in, if the Adam is gestorben, then you potter from Kaifer. But if the Adam broke his arm, then the balabar does pay. So you make such a vort by the kelim also, that if the kelim is a little bit zibrachin, then the balabar does have to pay. And if the kelim is absolutely worthless, then the balabar is potter. So the Gemara says, no, shvirasam zui misasam. That's what the Gemara says. Even if it's a little broken, that's called misas hakli. It's a different thing. So the Tosis quotes the Chachmei Narbona. This is in the middle of Masechah Shabbos when it says the Shiurim for Hoytzor. So it says if you carry wine, so how much wine do you have to carry that it has a Chashivas? So much wine that if you mix in water, it'll be a revias of wine to drink. So it's only one, what is it, one fifth? One fifth of
it? I think where it used to be the wine was stronger, if we had five.
So the Mishnah talks about that. How much wine do you need to add on water to make it into a revias of wine? So on that Mishnah in Shabbos, in the middle of Masechah Shabbos, so the Tosfos quotes this Rabbi Natam again. Then they quote the Chachmei Narbona. The Chachmei Narbona say, Shtifa v'hadocha goes on the Becher, and the Moli goes on the Becher. The Becher should be Moli. So the Chai goes on the Becher. It shouldn't be a Tzibroch in a Becher. It shouldn't be cracked or chipped. It should be chai as opposed to mace, because shvirasan zui misasam. If the becher is a little bit chipped or broken, so that's called gestorben. So it should be a becher that's chai, not mace. But it doesn't go on the wine. The avod dvarim go on the koishal bracha. Doesn't go on the yain. That's what Tosis quotes the Chachmei Narbona. It's a pshetl. Shtikel a pshetl. Tosis thinks it's a little bit humorous. That's why the Rabbeinu Yonim Brochus doesn't like either. He doesn't like this pshetlis chai goes on the kli. The becher shouldn't be tzibrocha. Okay, but to say that that's what the word chai means, chai mi chai v'lo shomer. And the Rabbeinu Tam is a shvera word, that it should be mazik v'lo mazik. Why do you have to have that it should have more spunk than when people enjoy drinking wine? Normal people drink wine mazik legamre. So why should you say a kais for kiddush and a kais for benching should be if it's with a little bit of spunk? So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that it's not correct. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. When you start to bench, you should only have Yayin Chai. Because you're going to say, no delucho al ha'oretz ha'toy v'ashenosan. In the second bracha, when you say, no delucho, so you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom on Eretz Yisrael. And the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is that the wine is so strong, look at this wine, it can't even drink it without adding on water. So the Gemara says in the middle, towards the end of the second bracha, when you're holding by Al Horitz Val Amozim, the end of Neidelcha, that's when you pour in the water to make it mozik. But up until the end of the second bracha, it's takachai. So when the Gemara says chai goes on the wine, you should start off chai, and then you should make it mozik towards the end. Then the Rabbeinu Yehuda asks, but wait a minute, one of the Abba Dvarim is that it should be mole. So how is it mole? It's only four fifths, it's three quarters full.
And,
huh? So that's what he answers. That's called mole. He says if it's 4/5 full and it's an inch missing from the top, that's mole. More than 50% full, that's called mole. They say a lot of people are makbid. I'm brachas. I'm not getting the back of the gemara brachas. Yeah, on the riff. He said that's called in the Shulchan Aruch. This Rabbein Yair is called in the Shulchan Aruch. When you bench the people, they still do it. People will still do it, that they fill up the cup with wine a little bit lower than the top, and then they drop in a few drops of water and the end of Noid al-Khab, when they say Al Horetz Malamoza, they make the Mezigah Sayayin at that time. So you should have the Sheva Horet, the wine should be still strong, Yayin Chai, until the end of the second bracha.
Huh?
You could. So Rabbeinu Yair says that it's not necessary. He says that if it's 3/4 full or 4/5 full, that's also called mali. Mali means to the exclusion of being empty, that there's hardly anything. But if it's almost full to the top, it's also called mali. He says. Huh? Yeah. Stomach depends how. Okay. So it's 4/5. 4/5. I mean, you're going to have 4 units water. Yeah. So he says, no, you complete the mezika later. Chai, maybe hold like the Rabbein Tam. At the beginning, it's a little mazik v'lay mazik. And then you complete the mezika at the end of the second row. Yeah. Some people are always makbid, mole has to be up to the top. And then when they start saying the kiddush, they get so nervous, they're always shaking and they're spilling the wine. So they told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that was a joke. That's bekovedik. That's bekovedik to hold a cup of wine and have it keep on spilling. What's the whole idea of having mole? Achshivas, the whole cup is mole, but every time you say Kiddush and Abdullah, it's always going to spill over. So why is that chashivas? So they told me, that's what one of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael told me. The Rav Shlomo Zalman held, you should bedavke have it not full, all the way to the top. By Havdalah it says you should be mole al kol gedoso. That's a different story. But not by Havdalah, by benching or by Kiddush. He said you should have it a quarter of an inch missing from the top, that it shouldn't go spill all over. And if the person is nervous, he has a shaky hand, so it should be half an inch missing from the top. And those say smale. Whatever's going to spill over anyway is going to spill. Okay, that's a consideration. Shiraim is a consideration. In Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says about the shtifa v'hadocha, that you have to rinse out the becher before you use it for kiddush or before you use it for benching the zuman. Alakos, so the Magen Avraham says, but if the becher was in the cabinet and it was clean the whole week long, and you take it out and it doesn't have any dust and it doesn't have any leftover yayin, so there's no need to rinse it out at all. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Mekubalim that even so, even though it's clean and you don't, there's no shiri kaisis left, Safi Kabbalah, they say you should still rinse it out. So that's what many Hasidim are makbid for that. To rinse out the cup on the inside and the outside, to have the shtifa v'adocha, to satisfy that opinion. That you need shtifa v'adocha, even if it is clean.
It has to be full because of the nine or kol baishin of nishpach of yayin.
That's on Matzoi Shabbos, yeah. The Gemara has a lotion that if wine spills on the floor on Matzoi Shabbos, that's simen brach. Yeah. My mother used to say always, asim shlump. But the Gemara says asim bracha. Gemara says asim bracha, that they're so rich that the wine is spilling all over. Yeah. So then the Gemara quotes another memre. He's not going to become a ben sora more if he has this eats this meat that was sitting in the freezer for 4 years. It's bekoshi on atam. He has old wine. Hela kamachim geh. Has to be real strong stuff. Has to be fresh wine and fresh meat. How fresh does the meat have to be, and how fresh does the wine have to be? So the Gemara says, well, and Erev Tishba, we have a Mishnah in the end of Tainus that says by the Suda Hamafsekis that you eat Erev Tishba v'efter Chatzois, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilim. Shnei Tavshilim means two cooked machon. Let's say you're going to have the lokshin, you're going to have cooked spaghetti, and you're going to have cooked eggs. So Mikra Din, you can have spaghetti, you can have eggs, you can have challah, you can have bread. Say a mozi on a bagel or bread, whatever, and then you can have either the cooked eggs or you can have the cooked spaghetti. But you're not allowed to have two tafshilim. You're not allowed to have two tafshilim. That's a two-course meal that has chashivas. That's too much. And you're not permitted to have wine in the Suda Mafsekas, as though you can drink all you want. But wine you're not allowed to have, and you're not allowed to have flesh. We have a minig that we don't have flesh and wine the whole 9 days, but that was only in the days of the Rishonim they developed that minig. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have such a thing. So only by the Suda Mafsekis, the last Suda that you had, an Erev Tishba, after Chatzos, you have these three restrictions. Shnei Tavshilin is not allowed, and you're not allowed to have basa, you're not allowed to have yain. So there it says that if it's yain migitoi, if it's grape juice, they just made the grape juice, and it doesn't, I just squeezed it out, and it doesn't have any. Gas is the wine press when they squeeze out the grapes. So you squeeze out the grapes, and you have it sit there for a couple of weeks, then it's going to turn into wine. You have it sit in containers, but if they just squeezed it out, it's grape juice. So what? That's mutter. Strictly speaking, that's mutter. Our meaning is we don't have grape juice either in the 9 days. But the Mishnah says, strictly speaking, grape juice is mutter, yain negita is mutter. Okay. How long is it considered yain negita? So the Gemara says, kol zman shehu toses. How long is it yain toses? When is that? So the Gemara makes a tzushtel, that there is a tosefta and trumas that says, bizmana tanoim, there was a hashash in Eretz Yisrael of nechoshim. They used to have snakes roaming all over the place. So if a snake would spit some poison into a beverage that it would be drinking, it would be a safek sakona. It would be a sakona to the person who's going to drink it later on. So you're not permitted to drink those mashkos. The snakes weren't interested if they would smell a mashke, a coffee or something like that that they don't like, a chocolate syrup, whatever. Then they're not going to smell it. They're not going to drink it. They're not going to spit the poison in. But there are certain mashkos. There are certain beverages, water, wine. There are certain mashkos that they will drink. And as they're drinking, they'll be kind enough to leave a little poison there behind, and if you'll drink what's left over, it'll be a sakana. So it says, yayin is one of their favorite beverages that they will drink, and they will spit in poison. But yayin toseis, grape juice, they smell it, and they see that it's yayin toseis, they don't want to drink it. So how long is it called? The kamat sisosai? So it says, shlosh yam, the first 3 days, after you squeezed out the wine, so that's called yayin toseis. So that's the snake wouldn't want to drink it, and therefore you're permitted to drink such wine by the Suda Mafsekis. After 3 days, it's beginning. The process of turning into wine is already beginning. Fine. And what kind of flesh are you not allowed to have in the Suda Mafsekis? We don't allow any flesh, no chicken, no flesh. But in the Mishnah Vashtet, so it says, you're not permitted to have flesh if they just shechted the behemoth today or yesterday. It's kibisar shlomim. Shlomim yeshecht. On a Monday in a snechel, shnei yomim v'laylechad, you can eat it Monday night and Tuesday. So you eat it for 2 days until shkia. So, but if the flesh is already more than 2 days old, maybe today we have freezes and maybe it'll still be as tasty as the first 2 days. But at least bizmana gemara, I don't know, at least bizmana gemara, that they didn't have any refrigeration, so the first 2 days the flesh really tasted gewaldic. And after the first 2 days, it was already second-grade quality. It didn't taste so good. So the flesh that's already 3 days old or longer may be eaten, strictly speaking, may be eaten in the Suda Mafsekis and Erev Pesach, an Erev Tishbav. So the Gemara wants to know, that's when he gave to Erev Tishbav. What would you say over here by this Ben Sora Mora? That if he has Yayin Megito, so the Amoraim said, grape juice, that's not going to make him into a gangster. And flesh, that's old flesh, that's not going to make him into a gangster either. So how strong does the wine have to be? If it's 4 days old, that's a shayin yinuk. The wine that's 4 days, that's what we just said before. Within the first 3 days, that's grape juice. After the first 3 days, it's already wine. After the first 3 days, already enough wine to make him into a, to schneid zachaf and derech, to become a gangster. So the Gemara says, no, over here it has to be 40 days old. Before 40 days, it doesn't really have the spunk. The first 3 days, mamish yayin tesis. But the next 37 days, also nothing doing there. After 40 days, then it's called yayin beneger to the ben soramor. And what about the flesh? So the Gemara says the flesh also, not only if it's already 2 days old, if it's already more than 1 day old, because the korban chatos and the korban oshim, you only eat yom v'layla. And after Lila, Linus Lila is already, it's already Poyim B'miktas, already Mefik Tamo. Already doesn't taste as good the second day as it did on the first day, because again, they have no refrigeration. Gemara says, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. By the Ben Sora Mora, the flesh has to be from the same day. They shechted it today and they ate it today. If it's already tomorrow, it's already off the hook. There's no din in Ben Sora Mora. And the yayin has to be a minimum of 40 days old. If it's within the 40 days, he doesn't become a ben sorima. Then the Gemara goes off on a tangent to discuss why did the Rabbanu Shlom create wine? Where did they get the idea l'nachem is avelim? The Rabbanu Shlom wants when a person is aggravated, he shouldn't drink too much to become a shikah, but he should drink a little bit to ease his tension. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tnu sheicha lo'ovid v'yayin l'mori nefesh. The avelim are mori nefesh, they're bitter. So give a drink of wine, a little bit of wine, to the mori nefesh that shouldn't feel so aggravated. So some Rishonim quote this la'aloha da'agos maimon. He says that in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes it, that the proper thing is when you have a sudas avro, you should give the menachemim, should give the avil some wine. L'nivri yayna l'nachem bo'es avil. That's part of the sudas avro. Da'agos maimon, he quotes an opinion that it should be basavi yayin. You should have daf kefleish, it should be a suda chashuva. But that didn't reach the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch only quotes yeshamim that it should have yayin based on this Gemara, Sanhedrin, Dafayinam, and Aleph. The Bosa, they didn't quote. But the Gos Mamre quotes such a, that's for a different reason, that it should be a Choshev Suda. You should have Bosa the Yarn. What do you say? The Brochas are recited over a cup of wine. Yeah, because Manik Man used to recite the Brochas over a cup of wine. That's right. Yeah? So you see that they used to give wine. Sure. Yeah, the Oinim. Oinim, right, that's the din. Misha Mesa Muta Lefana before the Kvura. Before the Kvura, so the person has a din of Oinim, so he's not permitted to have Basa the Yayin, or he's not permitted to have an elaborate meal. He can eat. Allah says he's allowed to eat. He's hungry, he doesn't have to fast on Esim. He doesn't say Amoitzi, and he doesn't say Birchas Amoz, not allowed to say any brachas. But if he's hungry, he's allowed to eat, but he shouldn't have a lavish meal. He should just, because that's Eina Mesa V'yoichel. So he doesn't have a seba. What do you mean a seba? We never have a seba anyway. On Pesach night we have a seba. So a seba means to have a full course meal. So it says the einan shouldn't have basa the einan, he shouldn't have a full meal. Yeah. But after the kvura he's no longer an einan, then he's permitted to have yayin, and then some of the rishonim recommend that bedafke based on his gemara. Some do, some don't. Most people don't know. That's why. But it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber mentions it. Yeah. The Ramban writes in Hakdama to Chumash. He writes that Sefer Bereishis is. He writes that each one of the Svarim has a theme. So he says Sefer Bereishis. The theme is that this is the beginning of the world and the beginning of mankind, the beginnings of the Jewish people. Beginnings of the Jewish people basically is the beginnings of the meaningfulness of the world, because if the Rebbeinu Shlom would create a world, it wouldn't have any human beings, so the world would be arois givorf. The whole tachlis abriya was that the Rebbeinu Shlom bereishis b'shu yisrael shenikru reishis. Bereishis, Rashi writes, b'shu yisrael shenikru reishis. Kodesh yisrael asher reishis tvuasa. So he created the world in order to have an ama nivchor. So when you get to the end of Vaychi, and Yankov is giving the brachas to each one of the shvatim, and each one is different. The klal yisro consists of the yud bei shvatim. Not enough you have avos, avram, yitzchak, Yankov. The klal yisro wasn't completed until you had yud bei shvatim, each one representing a different shade and a different derech and avodas Hashem. We have a lot of Jews, and each one wants to have a different style of avodas Hashem. So the yud bei shvatim represent this variety within klal yisro. So when Yankov Avinu at Ois Gitel the brachas, and each one of the shvatim was different. So that was the completion of the Haskalah. That was the completion of the creation of Klal Yisrael. That was necessary, and it's interesting also, some point out, if Klal Yisrael would only have the Koach to exist in Eretz Yisrael, other nations, when they live in their homeland, so then they exist. When they go into Golus, so they disappear. So if Klal Yisrael wouldn't be able to survive during a Golus, a vayta the world would be on a tachlis, because if we're going to sin, we're going to go into Golus, we're going to disappear, so that's going to be the end of the whole purpose of the whole world. So the Rebbeinu Shlom promised the Yankov Avinu, Anochi Eridim Chemenitzrayim Anochi Alcho Gam Oloi. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to be with you during the whole Golas. Klal Yisrael will survive during all the years of Golas. We have the Koach to survive, and there'll be somebody there to come back. Not just the Jewish people. There'll be Frum Eidim. Anochi Alcho Gam Oloi. When we come back to Eretz Yisrael, there will be a Klal Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So all of this is part of the Bereishis. All of this is part of the beginnings. The development of the beginnings of the world. The purpose of the world was to have a Shvoi Sosh Nikru Reishis. So the formation, the differences between the various shvatim, and the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us, Shechinta B'galus, Rebbeinu Shlomo will be with us in the Golus. Anochi Yeridim Chemitzrayim, Anochi Yalcha Gamolo, Golus HaShechina, that the Shechina will be with us, and we have the ability to survive during a Golus also. This is all part of the completion of the beginning, of the beginnings of the creation of the world. Someone mentioned that several of the people are interested in saying Kaddish, some are Avelim. So a suggestion was made that maybe we should recite, we always conclude with the Mili D'Agadata, so maybe we should complete the Shir every week with the Mili D'Agadata, so others will be able to say the Kaddish D'Rabbanan. Rav Hanani ben Akashi, Oymer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas, Yisrael, Lefi, Chavul, Hep, Terim, Mitzum, Shneem, Alei, Chof, Eitz, Laman, Sidkoi, Yadil, Terim, Yadil.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.